You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. And now a story from our project, Sights and Sounds of the Bay Area. When she was a child, Stephanie Lewis developed a strong connection to the harp after watching a performance on I Love Lucy. But it took decades for her to change her career, city, and even her name to fulfill her passion, music. Today, audiences know her as Destiny Muhammad, the harpist from the hood. Her new album, Sonic Legacy, is a tribute to the legendary jazz harpist Alice Coltrane. Destiny sat down with KALW's Janae Darden to discuss her journey from Compton to composer.
So take us back. When did you first fall for the harp?
I was 9 years old, growing up in Compton. We had just moved to Compton, literally from Asia. We had been living in Okinawa. And I moved to Compton, was living at my auntie's house in Compton, and they had sent the children to the living room so grown folks could talk. And I saw Harpo Marx on a show called I Love Lucy back in the day, and it was already in syndicate at that time. And I said, that's what I want to do when I grow up. I was nine. Now, growing up in Compton, there was no money, and it was the hood. And I ran and told my mother, and she said, you better be trying to shut up so I can figure out how to put food on the table for three little girls. So I didn't ask her again. And so it literally stayed tucked in the back of my brain for about 21 years. So we flash forward. By this time, I'm 30 years old, and I'm running a barber shop in San Pedro, which is just south of Compton.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it too is in the hood. And I start dating a man whose best friend was a harp builder in a little town called San Juan Batista, like southwest of San Francisco.
Okay.
And I got my first harp at 30 and had to start out like all folks, starting with an instrument and literally starting out like a child, learning to read and starting out with those little tunes, as people call them, but they're incredible teaching tools. Twinkle, twinkle, the hot cross buns.
Wow.
You know, I started
from the basics.
Started from the basics, Yankee Doodle. I mean, those were the teaching tools.
You are known as, which is another thing that drew me to you when I first heard of you, harpist from the hood.
Uh-huh.
And we're talking about, you know, growing up in the hood. And I love that because that means a lot to me as somebody growing up from the hood. Where did you come up with that?
Girl, I used to play a series of farmers markets when I first got started. I mean, throughout Bay Area, Los Angeles, New York, Seattle. And I was playing at the Jack London Farmers Market. And I'm doing my thing, and I would treat my four-hour sets like I was literally playing on stage. And it said, and me, my name is Destiny. I'm your friendly neighborhood harpist from the hood, letting you know it is truly all good right here at the Jack London Farmers Market. And it rolled off, and I was like, oh, yeah, that's for real right there.
He said, that's it?
That's it. When that came off of the tongue, I was like, yeah, we running with that one.
How did you go from Stephanie to Destiny?
Wow, I got the download, if you will, that I had moved into this new state of who I was, and that Stephanie had taken me as far as she could, and that this was who I was stepping into. And so when I did, I announced myself as Destiny. When I got that download that's who I am, then that's who I am. And I stepped into Destiny, literally making sure that all of my documents read as Destiny. Stephanie had taken me as far as she could, and I love her. And I speak to her sometime when there are things that I don't understand as Destiny, because as Destiny, I'm only 26. So Stephanie is like my 56-year-old mother. And Stephanie is like an ancestor and attached to God as I understand it, and speaking to the infinite in that way and getting information. And sometimes the way I get it is way different from others, but it's the way that I understand it.
So she's still a part of you and you have peace with her.
Absolutely.
We've traditionally been fed this image of a harpist. I'm just thinking about cartoons back in the day, you know, someone angelic, someone white. You know about that.
Yes.
So when you walk in those concert halls and we're thinking of what we've been told a harpist looks like.
Yes.
And we see this black woman, you know, with the last name Muhammad. And some people may not make the connection, but that's still possible. How do people receive you?
It has run the gamut. I will say for the most part, it has been extremely positive and loving.
Good.
Extremely. I would say if there were 100 events and there was, what was the reception going to be, or who was a harpist, or my name wasn't there, and they saw the harp on the stage, and no one knew who it was going to be, and there's the expectation that there's going to be a beautiful white female who's going to walk up, and a harp is there, and I walk up. There's the batting of the eyes are getting big, or someone say, you know, the harpist is coming. I'll just say yes. You know, I'm not the first. Let's look at Alice Coltrane. And folks go, oh, wow, I forgot all about her. I said, let's look at Alice. And let's look at her. I call her big sisters, Dorothy Ashby. Both of them, both coming out of Detroit. These were black women who played harp. And I said, and there are a few others of us that did it before who we stand on their shoulders.
Do you connect it to her and you feel her?
Intensely. SF Jazz invited me to do the tribute, the first tribute that we did at SF Jazz. They invited me to come and do the tribute. Girl, I was feeling Alice. When I got that email, to even go back that, 2016, I got the email, would you be interested in doing a tribute to Alice Coltrane? Girl, you could have pushed me over with a potato chip. I was touching the email, trying to touch the email. I was listening to her, and my husband had some books of hers, and looking at some of the books, and then just doing the research on Alice the woman.
So when did you know was the right time to make this album? Because this album is a tribute to her. Ooh. And I know that's big to tribute to someone that, you know, you respect and who influenced you. So when did you know was the right time?
Oh. I think after we did the first tribute with SF Jazz, I said, now is the time. And there could be no other time. When we did that first tribute, and then Chris Will and I, like I said, my husband, I always like to say his name. We said, we get to do this. For many of us, we don't let anybody tell us who our heroes and sheroes get to be. And we decided we would do a tribute to our hero, to our shero, to our saint. And so we just decided in 2018, we're going to bring it back, and we're going to really make sure that the tribute is going to happen, and we're going to make it into an album, you know. So we took the necessary steps, and we gave ourselves a year to license the music. We knew what music we wanted to do, and I created the narrative around it. And we said, we're going to make sure that we do this. I want to say it means the world to me, but it means to me that I'm standing on the shoulders of an ancestor who didn't get the chance to have her legacy fully expressed, but a portion of my job on the planet is to make sure that that does happen. You gotta set the vision for yourself so high that it scares you. You gotta set it so high for yourself that it scares you, and you don't know how the ways and means are going to come for it to come to you. But the vision has to stay high.
That was Oakland jazz harpist Destiny Muhammad speaking with KALW's Janae Darden. Destiny's Storytime concert is this Sunday at the Malonga Cascalord Center for the Arts in Oakland. And if you want to make sure not to miss events like that, subscribe to our newsletter. It comes once a week, every week, and it'll catch you up on events from around the Bay Area. Do it at KALW.org and click Cross Currents. For Cross Currents, I'm Hannah Baba.